when I arise in the morning, when I rise in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, you can have all this world.
Welcome to Soul Sister Radio on Soul Sister Sunday. This is A Heart for Worship, and this is Becky Phillips, your host for the show. I hope that everybody who is a mother out there today just feels honored and treasured today. This is your day of praise and thanksgiving from those lovely little children of yours, whether they're 5, 15, 25, 50, however old those kids are of yours. I hope that they honor you and treasure you today. I want to just give a thank you to our sponsors, Rebecca Lawler Limited, B&B Builders, Spa Gems, and Naturopathic Center for Wellness. We thank you for your continued support. And I'm just going to say a quick prayer right now before we get going. So Father, I just thank you for today and this week and as crazy as it's been, I just thank you that it's another week that we get to spend with our families and the people that we love, Lord. And I just ask right now that as we come to you this morning, that you would refresh us and that you would just fill us with your spirit and that we would worship you, Lord, and just give you thanks and praise and glory for allowing those of us that are mothers to be mothers and entrusting us with that title, Lord, that it's not given to those lightly and that all life is called forward by you. And we thank you for all that you do and all that you are. And I just ask that the show be anointed by you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So this morning is Mother's Day. And I'm a mother. I have two beautiful children, five beautiful children blended in with my family. I am a blended family. From the ages of 20 all the way down to 14, three girls, two boys. And those of you listening, I'm sure, can empathize and understand what it's like raising teenagers. Boy, did my mother not warn me enough. And first and foremost, even before I go any further, I just want to say, Mom, if you're listening, I love you. And thank you. Sorry, I'm very emotional. Those of us that have mothers still to share this day with, please be sure to honor them. Give them a call, because a lot of people do not. And so I just, this morning, you know, I'm just a little teary-eyed today, because I know that my oldest daughter, who's 20, I just lift up Carolyn to you. Her fiance's mother is terminally ill with cancer. She is 22, and he has two younger sisters that are teenagers. And I think right now what I just really want to impart to you is that if you have a mother, call them up, no matter what your relationship is, and just honor them and tell them you love them, because you really don't know how long you have with them here on earth until you get to be with them in eternity. And I just, that was a wake-up call for me. And, you know, my mother is my biggest fan, my biggest champion. She, bless her heart, listens to our show on a regular basis, and she's my mom, and I love her. And I don't know. I could go on and on. So, but being a mom of teenage kids, it's tough, and you get busy, and especially if they don't have driver's licenses, you're running to and fro. You're a taxi cab. You're a chef. You're a fashion-aholic because you're constantly shopping for them. You're the bank. You're everything, and sometimes that goes unnoticed, and sometimes we don't realize, and they don't realize, you know, how much we give our life for them. And I think that really can be imparted to them to where they understand that when we give reverence to our Father and show them through our own actions how much we honor and love our Father in heaven for giving us the life and everything that he's done for us. So I think it's real important as moms that we take a break sometimes and just allow the Father to just love on us. And as Maria's talked about in her Church Reboot show, you'll hear her talk that a lot of times, you know, in order to heal children from the life, you have to heal the mothers first, and the mothers have to be whole. And I believe one of the things about to be whole for a mom is a mom just has to sit in the presence of her Father and let him love on her and just let that love surround them so that they can be built up and walk that out and show their children that that's where her heart is. That's what she longs for. That's what she empties herself for, so that she can be filled up by her Father and gain strength and comfort through him, and that they can come to the Father, and that love transcends from the Father to the mother to the children. And I hope that makes sense, but that's just really what's on my heart. And I was reading in Isaiah. Isaiah is just a wonderful, wonderful book in the Bible. And I know that as a mom, especially single moms who've been through divorce and that are really trying to do it on their own, it's not easy. You're the mother and the father. But the good news is Christ said that I am the father to the fatherless, and I am the husband to the husbandless. So that has carried me through many, many years when I felt alone and I didn't have the support that I needed to raise my children and or just in circumstances in life. And so I was reading in Isaiah 66, it says, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over all Jerusalem. And it also says in Isaiah, I will extend peace to her like a river and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream. And if you read through the book of Isaiah, it constantly talks about how, you know, he will fill us up. He will give us all that we need. He will comfort us. Our peace will not leave us. Our children will be blessed. You know, just promises, the promises that God has for us if we just rely on him. And I think sometimes as mothers, single mothers, any way, shape, or form that we are mothers, we try to do it all and handle it all. And we just need to remember that we can come to the Father and just sit and let him be the one to take care of things. So these songs that I picked today, they're all from Jeremy Camp. I hope you enjoy them and sit before God. These are songs that tend to always encourage me when I have those moments of doubt and weakness as a mother and if I'm doing things right or doing things wrong. And I just wanted to share them with you today and hope that they fill you up and encourage you in the same way that they've encouraged me and that you're just refreshed. So please enjoy. And this next song is Longing Heart.
From the love of Jesus Christ, nothing this world can even change. The thought I once was lost, but now been given grace. It's a mystery that I will not chase. Yes, it's a mystery that I will not chase.
My soul is pleading.
driven away. My desire for anything that is not of you and is of me. I want more of you and less of me. Fire, burn away my desire for anything that is not of you and is of me. I want more of you and less of me.
Spirit, I
More than all we want, more than all we need, more than all we know and all we can see. And Lord, I just come before you on behalf of all the mothers out there that are listening, Father, whether it's on our archives or live or wherever they're at, Lord. I just come before you on behalf of them and just say thank you for the blessing and the honor of being a mother. And that no matter what trial that we face, no matter what we go through, no matter the ups, the downs, the highs and the lows, you are walking it out with us. Whether we're single parents, we're married, we're dealing with whatever we're dealing with, Lord, I just thank you that we have you beside us and that you are all we need, and that as we are filled up by you, that we can be a blessing to our children that you've given to us, Lord. And right now, Father, I just ask a special blessing to those children that are maybe without their mothers this holiday, and that they would just be a peace would be over them, Lord, that they would know that their mothers are with you and that they can still just take a day and just honor them for who they were while they were here, Lord. And I just also ask that you would send that special peace out to those mothers that maybe don't have their children today, that they will continue to be mother, whether their children are with you or with them. And we just thank you for this day and ask for your encouragement and your blessing and just for you to be with us in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to the show today, and you can find us on Facebook. Look for our A Heart for Worship fan page. You can find us at soulsisterradio.com. Listen to us on the archives, or log on and get an account. And we thank you for your continued support and listening, and I just pray that you guys will stay tuned in and logged in and listen to Church Reboot, and that you will enjoy your day with your families today, no matter where they're at, whether it's a phone call, an email, a text, or just being able to spend quality time with them today. Enjoy it, and be blessed today. It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to my mom in Arizona. I love you so much, and I will be calling you very, very soon just to tell you that myself. You guys have a great day.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hey, sheeple.
This is Jimmy James, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Sunday. Our host, Maria Magdalena, redefined what fellowship is in 2012. So, if you've been hanging out in those dens of iniquity, Jesus is in the house, waiting to reboot your definition of church and uplift your spirit on Soul Sister Sunday.
Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday, and this is Church Reboot with Maria Magdalena Ministries and our special guest host, Rebecca Lawler. And I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Radio on Happy Mother's Day. And Happy Mother's Day to you, Rebecca, on the East Coast. How are you doing, my beautiful girl?
I'm great. Happy Mother's Day to you as well. It's beautiful on the East Coast. And
good.
And how's it on the West Coast this morning?
It's a little, what would you call this, Mags? I mean, it's foggy, really. It's overcast, it's foggy, but I know God will break those clouds and chip them away, and there's going to be some beautiful sunshine. It's all good. So we just wanted to welcome everybody here into the chat room. If you do not have a Blog Talk account, you can log off and log back on. And it is free, so that way you can chat with everybody in the chat room. And I want to also say thank you so much, Becky. Worship, A Heart for Worship show was amazing. And Coretta, we see you in the chat room. And I know Worship Fit is still getting ready to launch, and we have a little commercial break for that baby, but that's okay because we know that it's a special Mother's Day for you too. And we're hoping to have a special caller today. This is a very special Mother's Day for a beautiful friend of ours by the name of Nepal, who had a beautiful daughter by the name of Danielle. And we're going to talk about Danielle a little bit later and her heart and how we're going to carry her heartbeat on and on. So I'm excited about that. But today's show is pretty interesting, and I'm going to have Magdalena open us up in prayer. And we're going to continue our study on Proverbs 31 and finding Mother's Day is very interesting for me, just simply because some of us have really great relationships with our mothers, and some of us have very, what would you call it, a strange relationship with our mothers. And some of us have great relationships with our children, and some of us have not so great. Or all the more extreme.
There you go.
So I am kind of
diplomatic. That's very diplomatic.
you like that? This is a joint effort today. It's a joint effort for the show today. I'm going to have Magdalena open us up in prayer. And again, know that it's a special day. And I just want to welcome all the mothers to the show today. And how wonderful is it all that we can be here together and just show up right where we are, and that God has blessed us all with this opportunity to take care of his children and raise them for him. So I'm going to have Magdalena open us up in prayer.
Good morning to all the mothers in the world and all the mothers in heaven. Dear Father God, I just want to thank you for this day, as I know that you weaved me in my mother's womb. And thank you so much for creating all of us so beautifully made and in your image and likeness, Father. And I just pray that you bless all the mothers, whether they're with their children or not. I know that there's so many difficult relationships in the world, and I know that I can speak from experience, and I just pray that you bring blessing to all the mothers that endure, and all the love and all the care that they provide, and it's the nurturing that, you know, that we love and appreciate most of our mothers. And thank you so much, Father, for creating our moms. And I just want to read Mary's song after she was notified that she would be a mother, as she was notified by the angel Gabriel. And this is what she said: "My soul gratifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but he has lifted up the humble. Amen. He has filled the hungry with good things, but he has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful." And, you know, this is Mary just praising God, just honoring her. And I just pray that we will have that same favor in our Father's eyes, as one day we will either be mothers or spiritual mothers. And I just pray for my spiritual children and the ears that are listening, that you may be enriched by the Holy Spirit as we honor our mothers today. In God's name I pray. Amen.
Very good. Our little prayer warrior. Do you hear her, Rebecca?
That was beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. I love that.
Now, like I said, one of the most important relationships that I have watched over the years, besides the relationship with my own child, has been the relationship that you have with Claire, Rebecca. And right now, I actually want you to share with our audience, because, again, you also had a very strange relationship with your mother. So it's interesting how some of us have really, really tried to do things different. And you have really been an example of that. And I want to share, because over the last 12 years that we have walked this path together, you have always said, "Maria, I can do what I can do, but I can't do much until a day that's coming just in a couple of weeks." So I want you to share with our audience what it is to be a mother, especially to a daughter such as Claire.
Well, first of all, I'm forever blessed, because Claire is a blessing from heaven. And God really just gave me an angel when he gave me Claire. I mean, really, I mean, she truly is a gift, and has never caused us, you know, a bit of trouble in any way. And I'm really grateful for that. My journey with her, my gosh, I've learned so much about you know, who I am really as a person through Claire. And she's taught me so much. And what you're sharing is the day she's graduating. Claire's graduating in like 2.5 weeks from today. So it's a beautiful moment in the Lawler family, and it's also a time for her to you know, grow her wings and to fly and to start her own life. And so I had a friend whose daughter graduated 2 years ago, and she shared with me that it was like a bittersweet time in her life, and that it really, really is. But it is time for her to move on and to, you know, to start her own life. And so that's what Maria is sharing. And I guess it's time for me to move on. We're kidding. We have a joke in the Lawler house that when Claire was going to Florida to school, to Flagler College in Florida, that we're going to take the boat down there, and if she sees this crazy lady walking down the street that resembles her mother, it probably is her mother. So anyway, I think I'm getting 5 new wigs, 1 in every color, and a really big pair of sunglasses. So just when she thinks it's me, I'll stick the red one on, or the blonde one, or the
you can stand up undercover. We'll go in undercover, the mother superior,
yeah.
You know, team here.
We're all gonna have to go in undercover, because I'm gonna tell you it's gonna be on. No, it's gonna be exciting for me.
It takes a village.
Exactly. But with all that, you know, I didn't have the best relationship with my mother, and so I really prayed the whole time. When I was pregnant with Claire, that my relationship with Claire would be different, and that it would be one where, you know, that we would really have a relationship that was special and that was beautiful and that, you know, was a blessing to her and as well as to me, and it has really been that. And God gave me, you know, 7 times back. The Bible says that, you know, If something is turned bad, then God will bless it sevenfold, and He really, really adds with my relationship with Claire Lawler, my dear precious daughter. So I'm forever grateful for that.
And I love listening to you talk about her. And again, when I was putting together this show, it was really difficult, and I was trying to find the songs. And there is one particular song, the first song that we're going to listen to. I'm going to have us listen to the song first, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit. We're going to do things a little bit different this time, because this song is by Elvis Presley, okay? And I was really trying to find an example of somebody in our generation. It actually was the generation before us, but it was really sad that the younger generation, some of them don't even know who Elvis is or has ever heard this song. And I know that this man truly did love his mother. And when you hear the words of this song, I want you just to sit back and listen, and because it truly is the most important part, I think, about being a parent, and I think about Mary's job in Jesus' life was to really, do they know God? And I think that is the most important prayer that I've always had for my child, above whether or not I could be a good parent or not, was please, just let her love God and have a relationship with God. And so this song, I want you just to sit back and listen to it, because when I hear it, it brings me back to a really positive feeling when it comes to Mama. And so I just want you to sit back and listen to Mama Like the Roses.
Oh, Mama like the roses, she'd grow them in the yard. But winter always came around and made the growing way too hard. Oh, Mama, like the roses, and when she had the time, you decorate the living room for all us kids to see. When I hear the Sunday ringing in the morning, I remember crying when she used to sing, "Oh, Mama, like the roses." But most of all, she cared about the way we learn to live, and if we said our prayers.
You know, I kept the family Bible with the rose she saved inside. It's pressed between the pages like it found a place to hide.
Oh, Mama, like the roses, in such a special way, we bring them every Mother's Day and put them on her grave. Oh, Mama, like the roses.
Now, I'm sitting here and Magdalena is listening to the song and she's saying, oh my gosh, something exactly what we were going to talk about. And the first part of this song, it talks about Mama liked the roses and she grew them in the yard. And I want Magdalena to share a little bit about her mama and who is truly our soul sister mama, Rebecca. And we are today, again, if Nepal is listening, I know that today is a really, really probably trying day for her, but we are sending so much love to her on this Mother's Day. And I know that Danielle is smiling from above. But right now I want Magdalena to share about her amazing mother-in-law. And she has an incredible story on today's Mother's Day. And so I'm going to have Magdalena share a little bit about her mother-in-law with you right now.
Yes. Well, her name is Jeanne d'Arc. In French, it's a French name, but in English, it means Joan of Arc. And that's who this little lady is. She's a small French Lebanese lady, and she's just a little darling, but she has the soul of a fighter who will not quit. And how she came into my life, I met her about 15 years ago, and I dated and married her son. And unfortunately for he and I, our marriage dissolved and we went our separate ways. And then 6 years ago, he passed away. But prior to that, she and I always maintained our friendship and relationship. And from day one, she took me in as her daughter and never as her daughter-in-law. And when Alex passed away, I mean, the best gift that he ever gave me from heaven was his mother, because she then took on the role of being my mother. The story behind my mother-in-law is that she's had two sons, and both of them have tragically have passed away. And I am, in essence, the closest entity to her, like a daughter, because of my marriage to her son. And this woman loves me unconditionally. She'll do anything for me if I ask her. But most of all, it's just this, what she has endured as a mother losing two sons. A day like today is not a day that she wakes up smiling because there's this emptiness in her heart. That love that she craves to give as a mother, she has given it to me, and I am such a lucky woman to have her love, because she truly is amazing. She is like the stem of my life. I'm like one of her. I'm like a little branch or a little leaf, or I like to say a little flower in her life, because she loves tending to her garden, and I know that's what brings her peace when she is hurting. And my goal is to be able to give her more time in her garden so that she can spend more time with God, where she finds her peace. And there's so many things I can say, and maybe I'm holding back right now because I don't necessarily want to cry, but I don't know what life would be without her. So to me, she is a true godsend, a blessing, an angel, and I just can't say how much I love you, because I love you with all my heart, Mom.
It's really important that in the song that we just heard, do you remember that song, Rebecca?
You know what? I remember that song, and I love Elvis. I do. What were you thinking about? What's important to remember, though? Because you have a good point there.
It's important to remember that there are millions and millions of children out there, and
right.
You and I, as mothers who have now grown children, my daughter, my amazing, beautiful daughter, who I can't even begin to tell you what a blessing she has been in my life, which is going to lead us to the next song. But the point that I wanted to say is that there are millions of children out there, and no matter if you're a blood mother or not, you truly are a soul mother to these children. And we are a reflection of a mother in every child's eyes. So it's really important to know what a Proverbs 31 woman is. So I'm going to have Magdalena read again what Proverbs 31 is, because it's important to know that every child that looks up to you as a woman is looking at you through the mother's view, or looking up to you as a mother. So Proverbs 31, whether or not you are a mother or not, and some of us, we're pregnant going, oh, dear God, would you please give me some tools, because I don't got any, right? So Proverbs 31 was a really important tool. And so those mothers out there that are pregnant thinking, oh, dear God, how am I going to do this? The greatest tool that I can give you, that I know that Rebecca can give you, that Magdalena is going to read to you, that all of our soul sisters out there can offer to you, and our soul sister mamas out there can offer to you, is truly, truly be the example of what it is you want your children to become. And that is Proverbs 31. So here you go.
Says a wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it's still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her work bring her praise at the city gate.
Now, one of the most noble women I have had the honor and the pleasure to have a view of her life is a woman by the name of Nepal. And I've asked Coretta to call in. I'm not sure if she'll be able to call in or not. But I want Nepal to Coretta to share a little bit about Nepal and Danielle, who was Nepal's daughter. But a noble woman, wow, when I hear Magdalena talk about that noble woman, I think of Nepal, who lost her daughter the day before Thanksgiving. And again, Coretta just let us know that she's going to be calling, but she's crying right now. So, and our poor little Coretta, she's got a baby in her oven, so she's probably really Marty. So she probably is breathing right now. But again, this song, "Mama Likes the Roses," it truly talks about us raising our children and making sure that we give them the foundation of prayer. And that he had a Bible, and I can remember having a Bible for a long time, and I would open it up, and my grandmother's rose was in there that I had when I was a little girl. And these things is why I picked this song, because also it reminds me of my brother-in-law, and my mother-in-law was murdered by her husband. So in this, she loved this song, and so it truly brings a mother's vision, and we've all gone through some really incredible things when it comes to mothers and either being mothers or witnessed to mothers, and so it that's the reason why I picked the song. But the noble woman is truly Nepal, and we've watched her over the last 5 months after the death of Danielle just totally shine through this and start her own Live with a Heart for Danielle Foundation, which is all about epilepsy. And Rebecca, do you remember now, Danielle, now that we had that aha moment this week about Nepal and Danielle?
Yes, I sure do. I remember, when we were in California for Mrs. Globe a while back, I remember Lauren and I remember Danielle playing. They were so young then and just beautiful, sweet, young girls and so helpful and so pleasant. And, you're right about Nepal and her, the noble character that she has and just what she has done with starting the foundation for children with epilepsy and all that she's doing to move forward and honor her child and her daughter's life. So a blessing, a true blessing to me.
The interesting thing about the next song is because, again, trying to put together this show for some of us is a little bit difficult. And one of the scriptures or the commandments is honor thy mother and father. And my mother, God bless her, she is in New Mexico, and she is where she was born and raised, and she is an amazing person. And the best thing that I had when I was raising my child was being able to look into my daughter's eyes to see who it was that I wanted to be. And I know that this is a song that Mary would sing to her son and that God sings to all of his children. But as you and I know, that we are mothers
And we have daughters, Rebecca. And
right.
I don't have a son, so this song was the best thing for me to really understand what being a mother was. But before we do that, Coretta is on, and I want to first wish you a happy Mother's Day, my beautiful Coretta. And then I want you to share a little bit about this noble character by the name of Nepal, our beautiful Nepal, and about Danielle, because today we are definitely going to launch on Mother's Day our Heart for Danielle. And Rebecca will share a little bit about the Heart for Danielle a little bit later. But I want Coretta right now to share a little bit about Nepal and who Danielle was, because you really got to know her better than Rebecca and I did after 2002. So thank you for joining us. Happy Mother's Day, and go ahead and share.
Well, happy Mother's Day to everyone, and blessings. I love you all. I miss you all so much. I woke up this morning, and, you know, I think the bawling started instantly when I realized, yes, it's Mother's Day, and one of my beautiful, amazing friends just does not have that person, you know, that person. And the legacy of a parent is what your child is, who they become. And I'll share the story that still just makes me well up. In 2002, when I met Rebecca and I met Maria and I met Nepal, I was starting my healing journey. And it was during the Mrs. U.S. Globe pageant. And at the end of the pageant, I was supposed to be picked up by a friend that was going to take me back to Los Angeles, where I was taking my flight back home to New Jersey. Well, he informed me that day, my last day at the hotel that I had paid for, that he just, you know, his exact words, "Babe, I've got so much going on right now, I just can't deal." And I'm on the phone going, "You can't deal? I've never been in California before. I'm 2.5 hours away from where I'm taking a plane. I don't have any money. How am I getting back to California? How am I getting back to L.A.? Babe, I love you, but I just can't deal right now." And he hung up on me. So I'm sitting in this basically $300 a night hotel going, "I'm going to get arrested because I don't have any money to pay for anything. I don't even have enough money for a shuttle back." So I'm sitting by the pool, and I'm just sitting there and just trying to gather my thoughts. And then here comes Danielle, as bubbly and as beautiful as she always was. And she sat down next to me, and she's like, "Hey." And I'm like, "Hey, honey, how are you?" And she goes, "I'm fine, blah, blah, blah." She starts talking, and she's like, "You hungry?" And I said, "No." And she goes, "Oh." And she just got up and left. And I was like, "Oh, whatever." Unbeknownst to me, she had literally ran to her parents and said, "Mom, something is wrong with Coretta. I just asked her if she was hungry, and she's not." And if anybody knows me, you know, if it's mealtime, I'm going to be there. And she's like, "She's not hungry. She's just sitting by the pool. She looks like, you know, someone has just shaken her." And you know, I was shaken. It was like, I can remember that day. It was about 100 degrees in the shade, and I was beside myself. I had no idea what I was going to do. So about 10 minutes later, Nepal shows up with bottles of water and just sat down next to me and said, "We got you, girl. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it." She had contacted one of my other pageant sisters, once again, unbeknownst to me, and they were staying an extra day, and said, "You know, you can bed down with us for the day, and don't worry about it. We got your shuttle. You know, you'll be able to get to your flight. Don't even worry about it. It's not even an issue." And I was still very unable to accept charity, or not even charity, just unable to receive. I was not good at receiving at that time. And I was extremely grateful and, you know, thank you. But on the way home, you know, I just jumped on that shuttle. And, you know, if I could have gotten behind the shuttle and pushed, I would have, because I just needed it to get to L.A. and I just needed it to, you know, I needed to get on the plane and I needed to get home back to some type of stability in my brain. And when I got home, it was not long before I got my first actual correspondent from Danielle. And it was just, you know, I'm sending you a smile. And that's, we, from that point on, we always sent each other smiles. And then when MySpace came along, we would write, just, it was a simple posting on your wall. It said, you know, sending you a smile, and then she would either respond back or I would respond back, you know, I smiled. And we did that for years. Nothing elaborate, just, hey, I'm thinking about you, or I'd send her some energy and she'd kick it back to me, or I'd say, I need some energy, and she'd say, I have tons, here you go. And these were just simple things.
I'm going to have you pause there for a minute, because I want everyone to just stop and listen to our next song that I'm going to go ahead and play. And it's called In My Daughter's Eyes. And what you've led into is exactly how Nepal lived and raised her child. So I want everyone just to sit back and listen to In My Daughter's Eyes. Background. I listened to that song and I think to myself, wow, in my daughter's eyes, this is how I sit there and I try to think about
how I'm going to be as a mother. And Rebecca, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, sweetie. I'm here.
Okay,
well,
I want you to did you hear the song?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay.
I'm brought tears to that. I mean, it's a lovely song. It really is. How true is that?
I want you to share a little bit. I know that you're multitasking this morning, and Coretta is still on with us, and she's going to share a little bit more about the Danielle, what we're launching today, and it's a heart for Danielle. And I want you to share with the audience what you're actually on your way to do so we can say prayers for this mother that is your friend.
Yeah,
share with the audience right now what's happening as we're doing the show live.
Well, I'm actually heading over to a friend of a dear friend of mine's daughter had some surgery about 2 weeks ago, and she did very well with the surgery, and really, please, I would like everyone to pray for her. I'd really appreciate it. But however, she suffered a little stroke during the surgery, and so she's having a hard time right now. So if we could just say, everyone could say a prayer and lift her up. She's a young woman, and of course, I'm dear friends with her mother, and so we're praying that she'll get through this time, and we know with everyone's prayers that, you know, that she will. And so I'm heading over to see my friend this morning on the road. So
well, we're going to keep them both in our prayers. And again, your heart, Rebecca, it's an amazing gift. And we today are launching a heart for Danielle. And I want Coretta to go ahead and finish what she was talking about and just share what Live with a Heart for Danielle is all about, the foundation that Nepal started for Danielle, how Danielle died, and you've got about 3 minutes, Coretta. So go ahead and share with our audience about Live with a Heart for Danielle and about a heart for Danielle.
Okay, well, Live for a Heart for Danielle is a foundation to raise awareness of epilepsy, to bring the voice up a little bit on what it is and that it affects so many people. And Danielle actually passed in a way that is very common with epileptics, in that if they have a seizure and are unattended and near something that, she hit her head in her own bathroom. And often when we think of someone collapsing, we don't think of them just going stiff and literally just hitting as hard as you possibly can. So that was devastating. And if you knew Danielle, the life that she was, how bright she was, really it affects you, because I didn't know that her epilepsy was that severe. I just didn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And which is something that, because of the type of person she was, because she never ever let her illness keep her from doing anything, you never thought of her as anything but a 100%
right.
healthy,
yeah.
normal
right. life.
Exactly. I mean, mm-hmm. It was hard to keep up with her when you were around her. It was just very hard to keep up with her. So you never thought about her being ill, and very ill for that matter. So that is what Nepal started, and it's wonderful to see it really taking off and just going forward and making a difference, because it is an illness that is devastating. It is just devastating, and we don't have cures per se right now. We have treatments. We don't have a cure, and a cure is something that is necessary.
Well, the brightness of Danielle truly, truly does now reflect in Nepal. And I know, Rebecca, that we made a great choice because the Heart of Hope Foundation, your foundation, is an amazing organization that created this heart. And I am blessed to be able to have partnered up with you to choose certain people to be able to name a heart for. And this particular one is for Danielle. And Nepal truly does reflect that bright light that her daughter had, and she truly instilled that into her daughter's eyes. And that's why that song was so, so completely important for us to play today, not only for Nepal and for Coretta. And thank you, Coretta, so much for sharing that with us about Danielle. And launching it on Mother's Day is so important because she did. They also launched her touched candle for Mother's Day this month. So I want Nepal to truly be blessed with everything. And I know that this heart, Rebecca, your heart is going to be a way that Nepal truly can keep her daughter's heartbeat going. And that's why we chose that song. And how do you feel about our first launch of a Heart For campaign under Each Heart Helps under the Hearts of Hope Foundation?
Well, I'm you know, just so honored and thrilled. And, you know, I think, you know, when we started Hearts of Hope over 10 years ago, you know, our mission really was to help change, you know, the lives of children. And with this, we're reaching out and, you know, really carrying on and helping to change the face of, you know, many things that are out there that really hurt people and affect their lives. And so I'm honored, and I am just grateful, and I couldn't think of a better cause to support, you know, other than Danielle. And, you know, like we said earlier, just remembering her spirit. And I love what Coretta just said about, you know, you never did know that she, you know, with the time that I met her, that she had it, that she had that illness, that she, you know, loved life so much and went forward, and you just never knew. So it's a blessing, and I'm grateful, and, you know, and it's really, really honored to be a part of it, Maria, truly from my heart, honored. So.
Oh, it truly is in our daughter's eyes that we're seeing the reflection of who we are and who someday they will be, or in some of our cases, who we become because of our children. And it's
true.
Funny.
No.
It really is. And the next song that we have to play, and it's funny how God gave me this little idea and this little dream called Four, and how many times we can use that, and it truly is the puzzle board to these pieces that we're putting together. And the next song, again, I wanted to close this out, and we're going to be closing out and with our regular song, but we're going to play this one first, and after this song, Rebecca, I want you to think about our closing prayer, because I want you to send a special prayer out to all of our mothers and ask all those mothers that have never known what we're doing and what we're talking about, and invite them into it, because it's really important. Because sometimes some of us are walking around without any tools. And I remember in 2000, me sitting across from a woman who ended up being a mentor in my life, and I asked her, "What do you do for the children?" Because she was all about healing women and children. And she said, "We heal the mothers." And that truly, truly has been a profound statement in my life, because the best thing that I can do for my child was to become the best woman that I could become. But the one thing that I know, that I know, that I know, that when God looks at us, when Nepal thinks of Danielle, when Magdalena's mother-in-law thinks of her children, when you think of Claire, no matter how old or how young, they are forever young. We are all God's children. We never grow up. That's what is so amazing about the next song. So I want you to sit back and I want you to listen to the next song and just really let it go into you, because this is God singing to us. And I want you to think about your own children and all of the children out there that look at all of us women as mother figures. And I want you to understand that we are all forever young. One of the greatest gifts that God ever gave me was the gift of being a mother. How we choose to open that gift and what we do with that gift is our choice. Sometimes there are mothers that get it right, and sometimes there are some of us that struggle to get it right. But I know that together we are God's children. And the greatest examples that we have are the ones that he has given us. the women that are noble, the Proverbs 31 woman, Rebecca, watching you raise Claire over the last almost 13 years has been such a blessing. Me raising my child, there has been numerous occasions that I've gone to my soul sister mama saying, wow, I don't know how to do this. You need to handle it and grab it. And how many times have I done that to you, Rebecca? I've called you in the middle of the night going, I need a village with my raising of this child. How many times have I called you? Are you still there, Rebecca?
Sorry, can you hear me? I'm here.
Yes.
I'm here. It's so true. It is very true. And it is, you know, it does take a village. And, you know, we, like what you just said, I mean, we put our heart and our soul and we try to do always the right thing. And, you know, it's us all together. It's, you know, the joining of all of us. And, you know, that's what's so special, I think, about what we have here with the show, is
mm-hmm.
that it's all of us, you know, joined together to be on this journey together, you know, this journey called life, and you know, of our, just to be able to know that we are there for each other and that we have each other's backs, like Coretta shared earlier, right?
Right, exactly. And it's funny how we grow up only to learn that we are forever young. I mean, look at us. We've raised our children. The children are getting ready to go, and all we want to do is be little girls and make things safe and better for our children's children. And truly, that is what that song was about, is we're all forever young in God's eyes. We're all forever little, and we are all have that hope and that dream that we've served our children well. Okay, that we've given them the wisdom that they need, and that whatever road that they choose, no matter what, I know that no matter what, whether I'm a good, bad, or indifferent parent, at the end of the day, there is one fact that remains, and my daughter picks up that phone to call me when it's 911. And so those little things that you just go, wow, that you balance your life out, but you truly understand that when they grow up, you all just want to stay forever young. So, Rebecca, I want you to close us all out. I want you to bless all of the mothers out there, those amazing mothers that got it right and those amazing mothers that are still trying to get it right. I want you to bless all. And I want you to close us out in prayer, and I want you to say a special blessing over Magdalena and her mother-in-law and their special relationship and all the relationships out there for mothers and their sons and their daughters. Oh,
yeah.
Hold on, Magdalena wants to read something. Sorry,
okay.
I just felt like I had to hear about Mary and when the angel came upon her and really how she was favored among women. And read the part where Jesus says, as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And I just pray for all the mothers who are, or mothers soon to be, that are pregnant, their babies are leaping for joy, that they just may be blessed. And for, you know, everyone who is special to us, whether they're our birth mother or not. So that's all I wanted to share.
Plus, I wanted, if I can just share this right before we do close in prayer. Maria said something earlier that is just so, I feel, so important. And it was when she shared about how she wanted to raise a child that really loved God. And, you know, I mean, that was, it's so true. So, and you have done that, Maria. When you look in Lauren, you see a lovely young woman that really does love the Lord and has been a true blessing to me in my life, knowing her for as long as I have. So thank you for doing that, Mom.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, Father, Lord in heaven, thank you so much for this day, for our time here that we've had, the show, for your love that you give us and your grace and your mercy. As it is Mother's Day, Father God, we pray for all those mothers out there, like Magdalena said, that are pregnant and are going to be having babies. We pray for them that you'll be with them and bless them. We thank you for all those mothers out there that have really given their life and their time and their energy to raising their children. And we thank you for Nepal, Father God, and for her life and for her pure heart and her pure soul. And Lord, we just thank you for Maria. I thank you for Magdalena. I thank you for Coretta as she is expecting. I bless her. Lord, I just thank you for your love and your grace that you give all of us. And I pray for any mothers out there that have lost their children, that you will be with them and that you they will feel your love and your peace. And I thank you, Father, for all of our children out there. I pray for the little ones that are abused today, that you will be with them. And I just thank you, God, for all that you are doing in our lives on a day-to-day basis. Thank you for this journey. Thank you for teaching us to be and to helping us to be more like you. Bless us all this week. Put your angels around us, surround us with your love and your light and your mercy. And so we meet again next week. Thank you, Lord, so much for your love in my life, in your precious name. Amen.
Thank you, and everybody have a happy Mother's Day, and we will see you next week on Soul Sister Radio.
I'll call you back.